Mullah Ashraf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Mullah?
Very well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. The Principles of Islam by Mullah Muhammad Idris Kandelwi.
Yes, Mullah, this book, as the title suggests, discusses the principles of Islam. When one looks at a title such as this, immediately our mind goes towards the pillars of Islam. But this book does not discuss the five pillars of Islam, rather talks about the principles of Islam. And we need to know that Islam is based on three basic principles. And these three principles of deen are the principles that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, more than 124,000 of them, preached from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this book is dedicated to understanding what are these three basic principles that cover the life of a Muslim and are to be found as a as the guiding principles for all religions throughout the ages. And these are, in the first instance, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Risala, prophethood, and finally Akhirah. This book then elucidates and proves these three aspects of belief or these three principles of deen from the sources of the Sharia and using logical conclusions. In the process, the book refutes some of the beliefs of the fire worshippers, the Majus, the Nasara, the Christians, the Yahud, the Jews, the Hindus, some groups that were prevalent at the time when the author was writing this book, such as those of the Arya Samaj, the Buddhists, all showing how Tawheed is a fundamental belief of Islam and is not to be compromised in any situation. The book also then explains aspects about Risala, looking at what is a Nabi, what is a Rasul, the need for the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, concepts such as Wahi and Ilham. It shows the differences between the miracles that are performed at the hands of a Nabi and a Rasul as compared to what is known as magic or black magic, karamat and istidraj. And then finally, it concludes in a smaller section where it deals with the last theme, the last principle, and that is the akhirah, the afterlife. All in all, the book deals mainly with the first two principles, in other words, of Tawheed and Nubuwa, and then in a few pages looks at the third principle, and that is of Qiyamah and Barzakh and life after death. But these are important concepts in Islam that often we don't give it enough attention to, and we are unable to explain our religion in terms of these basic principles. So I think readers will do well to just browse through this short book to understand the basic principles of Deen al-Islam.
Now, you mentioned it's a short book. How short is the book, Mullah?
The book is only about 120 pages, Mullah.
Okay, and where is it obtainable from Mullah, and how much?
The book is in a new series of books that have been printed by Mustafa Publishers. The translation is edited by Mufti Ilyas, and the author is Maulana Muhammad Idris Kandlawi. We know Maulana Muhammad Idris Kandlawi is well known to us. Many of us and the readers have already read his Siratul Mustafa, which is now available in English, and it is really a book that people can benefit from if they want to read up on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The author has also written a tafsir of the Quran called Ma'arif al-Quran, And he's got a commentary, a famous commentary, among his many other books, on the hadith collection, Mishkat, called Ta'liq al-Sabi. Maulana Muhammad Idris Kandlawi is important because of his contribution, and not only his academic contribution, but also then he's one of the founders, we know, of the Pakistan, really. He laid the foundation for Pakistan. He was a student of the great intellectual giant, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saranpuri, and he at one stage was, before going to Pakistan, the Sheikh of Tafsir at the Madrasa in Deoband. So he a very formidable scholar and also an intellectual and a thinker that is very, very much reflected in his contribution in Ma'rif al-Quran. If one reads his Ma'rif al-Quran, one can really appreciate the man's the depth of the man's you know, intellectual contribution. Alhamdulillah.
Well, jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated.
Well, just to say before we go, this is also a time of Muharram, and listeners would be wanting to know what is a good book to read during the period of Muharram.
Yeah.
There is a book called Muharram or Ashura ke Fazail wa Masail. This book has been translated as Muharram and Ashura, Virtues and Laws. It is written by Maulana Fazlur Rahman Azmi, the Sheikh al-Hadith at Zadwell, and it's available for free download at www.rahmaniya.co.za. One has to go to the section on books and English books. And this puts the whole question of Muharram and the 10th of Muharram and the day of Ashura into perspective. There's also another book that has just been released on the discussion on Karbala that I thought is very interesting. This book is called Karbala, A Bloody Conspiracy and the Secret Behind It. This book is by Maulana Abu Muhammad Ibn Dawood Kavi, and one can search for this book also as an e-book. It's freely available as an e-book. And this book really sets right some misconceptions regarding Yazid, and we know for a long time historians and even speakers when they're speaking at this occasion of Ashura have portrayed a certain type of perception in the minds of people that Yazid was this great oppressor, and this book gives some balance to that perception and shows that this is not actually true. And I think those who attended the ulama who attended the conference over the weekend in Indonesia from the talk about Karbala also got this type of impression that we need to relook at how we portray the son of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Yazid, in the light of you know, a balanced type of treatment of Yazid. So this book, Karbala, A Bloody Conspiracy and the Secrets Behind It, by Maulana Abu Muhammad Ibn Dawood Kavi, I think does justice to that. It sets the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah view on Karbala in the correct light, and that's available. One can request a e-book from of that from any one of us. I've sent, Maulana, I've sent you also an e-book of that, and I think we can pass it on to any listener who would like that, Maulana.
I'd like to procure a hard copy, Maulana.
Yes, Maulana, I don't know if it's the author has really made that available as a hard copy, but we need to follow that up, Maulana.
Inshallah, Maulana. Jazakumullah for the time and much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so today's book is Principles of Islam by Maulana Idris Kandilwi rahimahullah ta'ala. And we also looked at the book Muharram and Ashura by Maulana Fazlur Rahman Azmi. That's a free e-book. You can go into www.rahmaniya.org and you can download it from the publication section or the e-book section. And the last book that Maulana was reviewing was the Karbala one, the one on Karbala by, let me open this book quickly, one second. Okay. This one is Karbala, and it is the author of this is Abu Morana Abu Muhammad Ibn Dawood Qadi. The title of the book is Karbala, A Bloody Conspiracy and the Secrets Behind It. It's in two volumes, and in total it's about 304 pages. And they have given good perspective to the incident of Karbala, alhamdulillah. And many people do curse Yazid for no reason, whereas he was part of Maghfurul Lahum, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated when he saw a dream, and he said that a group of my ummah will be conquering this place, and whoever participates in this battle will be regarded as Maghfurul Lahum, forgiven. They will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yazid bin Muawiyah was the leader of this group. So the dua fits perfectly on the leader of the group. And we cannot open our lips or our mouth with regards to these people. Great muhaddithin of India like Maulana Habibur Rahman Azmi and other scholars retracted later on after writing about Yazid in the earlier stages. And they were of the view that he was in the wrong. But afterwards, after more in-depth research, these very same scholars and muhaddithin retracted their statements and later published books to say that Yazid was clear from all these allegations and he was on the right. Nonetheless, it's now 22 after 9. You are listening to Radio Islam International. We go for a break. Inshallah, when you return, we should continue.